Bon and Leslie, written by Sean Prescott and read by Tamblyn Lord. It was an ugly and unfussy town, a town no one would visit, and during the years Bon had spent passing through on the train every weekday, he had sometimes dreamed of disembarking there and never returning home. How had Nunes appeared in Bon's dreams? There had been homes and factory buildings, sallow and unmanned. There had been a row of shops, several pubs, and a little pedestrian square. There must have been people in the town, in the back rooms and first floors, behind the Venetians of modern brick homes. But what kind of people? And what kept them living there? Bon didn't know. In the middle of autumn, during the worst year yet, Bon disembarked at the town and brushed his hands clean of it all. He passed through a small station arcade into the main street proper. Orange and white construction mesh barricaded the road, and dirt had caked around the tyres of local council earth movers. As in his dream, no people were around. The smell of smoke suffused the air, and the footpaths were dusty with ash. The footpath cement seemed luminescent in the softening light, and the silence ceremonial. An old Harvey Norman across the street lay shut, as it should have been, for the thoroughfare was funereal. The town felt closed. A billboard for weight loss supplement shadowed the footpath. Two muscular and trim figures, a man and a woman, stood side by side brandishing the packet. Pictures of everyday people were scattered below, big before and smaller after. All shops, except a corner petrol station, were shuttered. Inside the petrol station, pop music emitted softly through torrential radio static. Bon bought a pie from an old woman at the counter. Then he turned around, hurried back up the street and through the arcade, descended the steps onto the platform, two at a time, and urged the arrival of the next city-bound train home. He awakened later to a deep orange dusk. The station master stood over him with a jabbing stick, said that a fire in the mountains had stopped the trains. "You can get a bus," the station master said, waving his stick. "But you'll have to wait. Might take several hours. After that, best case scenario, the trains will run again tomorrow morning." "And you can take your attitude elsewhere," the station master added. For a while, Bon sat, until the station master returned. "There's no point sitting there," he said, jabbing with his jabbing stick. "It's an offence for you to keep sitting there."